Lesson 14. Section 1. Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
I want to fly to Geneva on or about the 1st.
I'll just see what there is.
I want to go economy, and I'd prefer the morning.
Lufthansa flight LH203 leaves at 0920.
What time do I have to be there?
The coach leaves for the airport at 0815.
Dialogue 2.
You must have some more chicken. No, thanks. I'm supposed to be slimming. Can't I tempt you? Well, maybe I could manage a very small piece.
Dialogue 3.
I expect you could do with a cup of tea, couldn't you?
I'd rather have a cup of coffee, if you don't mind.
Milk and sugar?
A milky one without sugar, please.
Dialogue 4.
What would you like to drink?
A black coffee for me, please.
How about something to eat?
Yes. I'd love a portion of that strawberry tart.
Right. I'll see if I can catch the waitress's eye.
Dialogue 5.
Can I take your order, sir?
Yes. I'd like to try the steak, please.
And to follow?
Ice cream, please.
Dialogue 6.
Can I help you, madam?
Is there a bank at this hotel?
Yes, madam. The International Bank has an office on the ground floor of the hotel.
Is it open yet?
Yes, madam. The bank is open from Monday to Friday from 9:30 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Thank you.
Dialogue 7.
Can I still get breakfast in the brasserie?
Yes, sir. If you hurry, you can just make it. Breakfast is served until 10:30.
Dialogue 8.
How soon do I have to leave my room?
Normally it's by 12 noon on the day of your departure.
Well, you see, my plane doesn't go till 5:30 tomorrow afternoon.
I see. Which room is it, madam?
Room 577. The name is Browning.
Ah, yes, Mrs. Browning. You may keep the room till 3 p.m. if you wish.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Section 2. A. Telephone conversations. Conversation 1.
Mrs. Henderson has just answered the telephone. Frank wasn't in, so she had to take a message for him. Listen to the conversation and look at the message she wrote.
789-6443. Who's calling, please?
Paul Clark here. Can I speak to Mr. Henderson, please?
Sorry, he's out at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, please. Could you tell him that his car will be ready by 6 p.m. on Thursday?
Yes, of course, I'll do that. What's your number, in case he wants to ring you?
2748553.
2748553. Thank you. Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
2687435. Who's calling?
This is Helen Adams. Could I speak to my husband?
Sorry, Mr. Adams is out. Can I take a message?
Could you tell him that my mother is arriving on Thursday at about 1 p.m.?
Right, Mrs. Adams. I'll do that. Where are you, in case he wants to ring you?
I'm not at home. The number here is 773-3298.
773-3298. Thank you. Goodbye.
Conversation 3.
575-4661. Who's calling, please?
This is Mr. Jones from the Daily Star. I'd like to talk to Mr. Henderson.
Sorry, I'm afraid he isn't in. Can I take a message?
Yes. Please tell him that the advertisement will definitely be in Friday's paper. That's Friday, the 13th of this month.
Certainly, Mr. Jones. What's the phone number, in case he's forgotten?
My number? The number of the Daily Star? Everyone knows it's 123-4567.
123-4567. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
B. Shopping.
Yes, Mrs. Davis, what can we do for you today?
I want to order some food.
Well, I thought that might be the reason you came here, Mrs. Davis.
But I want rather a lot, so you'll have to deliver it.
Well, that's perfectly all right. You just order whatever you like, and we'll send it straight round to your house this afternoon.
Right. Well, first of all, I want 2 boxes of baked beans.
You mean 2 tins?
No, I mean 2 boxes. 2 boxes of tins of baked beans.
But each box contains 48 tins. Are you really sure you want so many? I mean, it would take a long time to eat so many.
Who said anything about eating them? I'm saving them.
Saving them?
Yes, for the war.
War? Are we going to have a war?
You never know. I'm not taking any chances. I read the papers. You're not going to catch me stuck in the house without a thing to eat. So put down 2 boxes of baked beans, will you? And 3 boxes of rice, 5 boxes of spaghetti, and you'd better send me 100 tins of tomato sauce to go with it. Have you got that?
Yes. 2 boxes of baked beans, 3 boxes of rice, 5 boxes of spaghetti and 100 tins of tomato sauce. But I'm not sure we have all these things in stock. I mean, not that amount.
How soon can you get them,
Ben? Well, within the next few days. I don't suppose you'll be needing them before then, will you?
You never can tell. It's touch and go. I was watching The Nice Man on the television last night. You know, the one with the nice teeth. Lovely smile he's got. And he said, well, you never can tell. And that set me thinking, you see. Anyway, you just deliver them as soon as you can. I shan't be going out again after today. Now what else? Ah, yes, tea and sugar. I'd better have a couple of boxes of each of those. No, make it 4 of sugar. I've got a sweet tooth.
So, 2 boxes of tea and 4 boxes of sugar. Anything else? It doesn't sound a very interesting diet. How about 6 boxes of tinned fish?
Fish? No, I can't stand fish. Oh, but that reminds me. 8 boxes of cat food.
Cat food?
Yes. Not for me. You don't think I'm going to sit there on my own, do you?
Session 3. Spot dictation. Spot dictation 1.
A sailor once went into a pub in a very dark street in Liverpool. He got very drunk there and staggered out around 11 p.m. Around midnight, one of his friends found him on his hands and knees in the gutter. What are you doing there? He inquired. I'm looking for my wallet. I think I lost it in that dark street down there, he said. Well, if you lost it in that street, why are you looking for it here? The friend demanded. The sailor thought for a moment. Because the night's better here, he answered.
Spot dictation 2.
A famous 85-year-old millionaire once gave a lecture at an American university. I'm going to tell you how to live a long, healthy life and how to get very rich at the same time, he announced. The secret is very simple. All you have to do is avoid bad habits like drinking and smoking. But you have to get up early every morning, work at least 10 hours a day, and save every penny as well, he said. A young man in the audience stood up. My father did all those things, and yet he died a very poor man at the age of only 39. How do you explain that, he asked. The millionaire thought for a moment. It's very simple. He didn't do them for long enough, he answered.